Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
It's Sunday, May 16th, 2021. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I am breaking the biggest news in the entire COVID nightmare saga of the last year and a half. Last Friday, just 2 days ago, Fauci, testifying to the Senate, along with the head of the CDC and others, all confirmed that around half of the NIH and CDC, from the doctors down to the nurses, have taken the experimental COVID-19 shots. Repeat, the doctors and the scientists, the epidemiologists, the virologists that set policy for the U.S. and the U.N., meaning the world, will not take the vaccine. They're using the media, the corporations, and the entire system to try to bully us and force us into. This is incredible. This is the final blow to their lies. Not just all the deaths, not just all the cover-ups, not just the fact that Bill Maher and the Yankees and everybody else that takes the shot test positive months later, or that most people in the hospitals now dying of COVID-19 had taken the vaccine. Really, the vaccine killing him. Not the Hank Aaron dying from it. Not the marvelous Marvin Hagler dying from it. Not Ben Stein almost dying from it. On and on and on. Not just the censorship trying to block those of us that expose it. Not just big tech merging with big pharma in a total conflict of interest. Not just Fauci and Bill Gates and the UN running the Wuhan lab with gain of function and lying to Congress about it being caught red-handed. No, ladies and gentlemen. It's the fact that they, the very people who are telling us to take it, will not take it themselves. That is just such giant, massive, incredible news. I don't even have words to describe how insane this is. And here's the other big point. I was told months ago by sources inside the military and at NIH and CDC that they are shooting the vaccines into the trash can or down the drain when they say they're giving them to each other. So it's probably even less than half, probably 20-30%. Same thing for military brass. They've been refusing these experimental shots like anthrax before this, which again killed 20 plus thousand troops, so they had to suspend that back in the year 2001. This is not our first rodeo. America and the world's gone through this. And here's the final big point. I'll throw the baton to Owen Schroyer. In India, in China, they won't even take any of the Western vaccines. They said they're not safe. Because they're not vaccines, they're gene editing systems. Now, I shot a special report that, as we speak, is being edited and put together that has all this laid out with the facts and with the video. It's going to air in the final segment of this first hour. Owen Schroyer takes over right now. Call everyone you know. This is the day the globalists fall. We won't be visible today, but it will happen in time if all of you share the word that Fauci's own operation won't even take the vaccines, but they want to try to lie to you and bully you and make you do it. This is biological terrorism. This is biological psychological warfare. This is criminal activity, and we will not submit to it. We declare independence against it right now. I'm Alex Jones, and I'm so proud of this audience of activists. I'm so proud of our crew. I'm so proud of Owen Schroyer. I'm so proud of my family for standing with us. I'm so proud of humanity. We're all one family together. I salute you all. Now, take action. This is your mission, to get this information out if you choose to accept it. Take the live broadcast feed today with that headline up there about the House of Cards collapses on COVID-19. Government scientists and doctors refuse to take vaccine and share with everyone you know right now, or let these monsters keep using the fear to take control of your life, forcibly inoculate you, create a global tracking system, and more. The choice is up to you. The cards are on the table. The facts are in.
And, of course, we'll be hearing again from Alex a couple more times before the broadcast is concluded today. But think about that. The people telling you how great the vaccine is won't even take it themselves. I mean, that is like suspicious behavior 101. I mean, you know, you sit down with somebody, they pour you a drink, and you say, hey, you drink that. They say, nah, I don't want to drink that, but you should drink that. You're like, I'm a little suspicious. I think you may have put something in that drink. Oh, no, just drink it. Why won't you drink it? No, it's not for me, it's for you. You'd be running away. But with the vaccine, though, trust the doctors, trust the experts. And then they ask Fauci, have your doctors taken the vaccine?
Oh, no. No, no. My doctors certainly aren't taking the vaccine. They know better than that. But you should. You should take the vaccine, definitely.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Dr. Fauci, Dr. Marks, and Dr. Lewinsky, what percentage of the employees in your institute, your center, or your agency of your employees has been vaccinated?
You know, I'm not 100% sure, Senator, but I think it's probably a little bit more than half, probably around 60%.
Dr. Marks?
I can't tell you the exact number, but it's probably in the same range. Some people vaccinated at our facility and others at outside of the facility.
Dr. Winsky?
We're encouraging our employees to get vaccinated. We've been doing town halls and education seminars. Our staff have the option to report their vaccination status, but as you understand, the federal government is not requiring it, so we do not know.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you just heard it again, right here at InfoWars, live on the air on this Sunday, May 16th, 2021. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm filling in for Alex Jones, Owen Schroyer with you. We're going to be hearing from Alex a couple more times throughout the rest of this Sunday transmission. But there you go. What more do you need to hear? Now, I don't need to tell you the analogy. We don't need to talk about why that's a suspicious thing, that the very doctors and scientists telling you how safe and effective the vaccine are aren't taking it themselves. And who knows, maybe the ones that aren't really either. They're just spritzing it out saying, yep, we took it. Mm-hmm. Because they know. Now, if you watched somebody put poison into a drink and give it to you, you wouldn't drink it. If somebody poured you a drink and refused to drink it themselves, you wouldn't drink it. If somebody who is known for poisoning drinks and giving them to people, and that person gives you a drink, you probably wouldn't drink it. Well, these individuals check off all three boxes and more, quite frankly. Now, there are other news stories that we're going to get to, but this is such an incredible admission, and it just highlights all the criminal activity that it took to get this vaccine to this point and to force it into people's arms, now with deadly side effects. So we've got some other stories about bad side effects, including new celebrities who've taken it and said, wow, this is basically the worst thing that's ever happened to me. We've got new numbers now that the vaccine is actually more dangerous or potentially deadly than COVID itself. Boy, who could have seen that coming? And then the complete breakdown at the CDC and the NIH and everything else in between. that Fauci is running into the ground. Oh, and what happens when you develop a gain-of-function virus in a Chinese lab? Well, you get hired as a professor at the American Academy of Microbiology, like a Chinese military scientist just did. And then, where the rubber meets the road, just grassroots human-to-human interaction, and you're seeing this on television with liberal talk show hosts on CNN and other places, and they say, oh, I am scared to be around people that haven't been vaccinated and aren't wearing a mask, so I'll still wear my mask. And then on the other side of their mouth, talking about how safe and effective the vaccine is. Well, it must not be that effective if you don't feel safe. And that mask must not be that effective either. I guess it never was. So we've got some of those stories. I've got Mike Adams coming up in the second hour. He has an exclusive that I've also got something to tie into that. The new propaganda, some of it mirroring Nazi propaganda from World War II. So we're going to have that coming up with Mike Adams. And like I said, I've got some other propaganda stories that just feed right into that, the vaccine propaganda. You've seen a lot of it. And there's a lot you haven't seen. There's a lot of new stuff now that they're really pushing the vaccines specifically for kids. So they got to get that propaganda heavy on the children and make it look cool and loving and so great so that you will give your child an experimental jab that may change their DNA and their entire course of life. That's what they want you to do after all. But Fauci's doctors and scientists, they're not taking it. Incredible. Now, in some other news, we're going to check in on what the left is up to. They are in, there is a real identity crisis right now within the Democrat Party. And the media can act like, oh, the Republicans are in trouble. Well, the reality is Trump is still the head of the Republican Party. And so we can play games with Elise Stefanik and the rest of them, and it's all just basically fill-ins. Trump is just kind of like waiting, if he wants to you know, lead the charge again. But everybody looks to Trump. Everybody begs for his endorsement. Stefanik makes her opening statements as the new conference chair, and the whole thing is like about Trump. So, I mean, at least she gets that. Liz Cheney says, I want the GOP to get away from Trump. We need to be better than Trump. We can't have Trump dragging us down. Oh, dragging you down. Just the most votes ever for any presidential candidate. But, yeah, dragging you down, Liz Cheney. Yeah, I'm sure. So at least Stefanik gets that. But, no, it's the Democrats that have the identity crisis where you have, they can't decide. Are we pro-Israel? Are we pro Palestine? Do we like Hamas? And so now you have the far left, radical left that's just totally anti-Israel now, totally pro-Palestine, pro-Hamas. And you have Biden that's okaying Israel bombings in the Gaza Strip. So how's that for an identity crisis inside the Republican Party? And we'll have more on that. But that's not all that the Democrats are up to. They are even now, Palestinians are now George Floyd. I don't know if you know this, but Palestinians are now George Floyd, and so they are having huge marches across the nation. They are raising awareness, they are fundraising, and they are even saying that Israel is basically like police. What police do to black people is what Israel does to Palestine. So, of course, neither of those are accurate anyway, or at least in a face value statement. But the point is, they're anti-police. That's obvious. They're anti-Israel. And so they use the same propaganda now to demonize Israel that they've used to demonize the police. And then they're up to some other illegal activity. I spent a couple minutes before the show going through a CNN contributor's social media history praising Hitler. Yes, that is a new one, but that's CNN. And then you also have voting audit news out of Arizona, vote audit news out of New Hampshire, and now vote audit news out of Wisconsin. Yes, Wisconsin. And then we do have some other erratic, strange behavior happening from the left that we're going to have to play for you. You're going to have to see this for yourself to believe it. But ladies and gentlemen, I'll just say this as we go to break for this first segment. The New World Order is dead on arrival. Global tyranny is dead on arrival. But it's at the doorstep. It's arrived at the doorstep. It's knocked at your door. And it's opened the door. Now, a zombie still wants to bite you and infect you and kill you. So the New World Order is like a zombie at the doorstep right now. It's here. It's global tyranny. You're seeing how ugly it is. And you know you want to reject it. But it still wants to bite you. So there's good things happening in rejection of the New World Order. But they're more empowered than they've ever been.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm proud to announce
the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
And I'm proud to announce that the New World Order is dead on arrival. But it has arrived. And you're seeing the pitfalls. You're seeing the medical tyranny. You're seeing the lies. You're seeing the good be considered evil, the evil be considered good. But just like a zombie, like the living dead, even though it's dead on arrival, even though it's totally exposed and rejected and nobody wants it, it's still walking up and getting ready to bite your neck and infect you and kill you. So I'm proud to announce the New World Order is dead on arrival. Everybody knows they stole the election from Trump. Everybody knows they faked a pandemic. Everybody knows the vaccine is having horrific, even deadly side effects. Everybody is seeing the strange videos from people that are getting vaccinated become magnetized. Everybody knows friends or family that's gotten the vaccine that has had a severe reaction. So it's all totally exposed, and the pushback has begun. But you see, that's when a wild beast, when a wild, angry, hungry beast, thirsty for blood, is most dangerous. So that's the epic times that we're living in. Now, let me get into this vaccine news. And when we're joined by Mike Adams in the next hour, at the top of the next hour, I'm going to air the most disturbing vaccine propaganda video you've ever seen, and that's saying a lot. And then Mike is going to show some of the new propaganda that's coming up specifically targeting children to be vaccinated. And they want to do this thing now where it's like in 1984 or like the movie Equilibrium, or this happened in Nazi Germany, where the kids basically turn on their parents or turn in their parents, and the kids are indoctrinated as statists. So it's, oh, the kids want the vaccine. The vaccine is for the kids. Mommy won't let me vax. Mommy bad. Call CPS on mommy. So that's where it'll go next if this propaganda is not called out. But here are just some of the latest stories in the vaccine side effects. And we just do this. I understand you've been listening to InfoWars for this whole pandemic, and it's like every day you come here and you say all the side effects. It's like, we get it. Yeah, well, they're not stopping, so we're going to report on them because nobody else will. And many of these headlines are at InfoWars.com if you're looking for them. Princess of Kent reportedly develops blood clots after getting AstraZeneca's COVID jab, and they admit that is one of the side effects. That's why all these people are having blood clots. That's why they tell you not to get a mammogram after you get it, because it shows up as a blood clot or cancer. And they say, yeah, that's just a blood clot you got there in your heart. You'll be fine. You might not get COVID now. What do you mean, might? Well, rock legend Eric Clapton blasts vaccine safety propaganda, says he had disastrous reaction to AstraZeneca COVID shot. And if I remember correctly, Eric Clapton has already had some health problems. I think he's like lost feeling in his hand even. I'm not even sure if he can play the guitar anymore. Is that true? Do you know, I think I don't know. Eric Clapton may not be able to play the guitar anymore, but my point is, so he may already have some neurological problems, and this vaccine could have just amplified those suckers. So the slow hand king, Eric Clapton, yeah, who can barely play guitar anymore, says disastrous reaction to the AstraZeneca COVID shot, blast vaccine safety propaganda. So maybe there was hope one day the legend Eric Clapton could play guitar anymore, but don't worry, AstraZeneca made sure that'll never happen, you bastards. CDC director says the last 2 weeks have shown COVID vaccine's effectiveness. So what? Huh? Wait, you don't know how effective it is? Oh, that's right, because you're just now doing the experimental studies and trials now. Oh. But remember, first it was, oh, the vaccine, it's not going to stop you from getting COVID. You still got to wear the mask. Well, when did that change? And it just shows how the whole thing is falling apart now. They've totally been exposed. I went out in Austin, Texas, this weekend, and nobody's wearing a mask. And it was crowded like it was pre-pandemic everywhere I went. And now you're getting to the point where even the service industry workers are taking off the mask. Thank God. That second-class citizen treatment needs to stop now. That is second-class citizen treatment and totally unfair to the service industry, which has so many great people working into it. So, but, oh, the CDC, oh, it shows, see, the vaccine is effective. Oh, really? Because a lot of people that get the vaccine get COVID or then die from COVID. Shows that the vaccine is working, says the CDC. So, hey, look at all these people dying from the vaccine. Look at all these people getting COVID from the vaccine. What does the CDC said? It's working. Good job. Yeah, don't you know the character from the Goonies? He was the first COVID vaccine recipient, actually. He's warning you. You don't take the COVID jab. The doctor on CNN, Lena Wen, that Chinese communist agent posing as a doctor for CNN, and they just love it. They love having CIA and Chinese spy agents on the air with them. It's really amazing, actually, to think about. And she says that she doesn't feel safe around unmasked people in stores and demands vaccine passports. Of course, that's been what they've been demanding the whole time. They need to mark their human commodities. But again, where's the logic there? If you believe in the vaccine and you've been vaccinated, then what are you afraid of? So this woman is either a complete basket case mental illness patient, or she's a Chinese agent on CNN promoting vaccine passports and medical tyranny, which is where my money's at. But we've been playing the clips of her for months. This woman has been saying we need forced vaccines. And people that don't take it should be basically considered criminals. So the vaccine is so great and so effective, and your mask is so wonderful and effective, but you still don't feel safe going out in public with a vaccine in your arm and with a mask on your face. So you're either a mentally ill basket case that should probably be stuck in a rubber room with a straitjacket and a helmet, or you're a propaganda agent trying to sell me medical tyranny. So that's incredible. And again, with none of Fauci's doctors taking it, and with the people going on TV saying, oh, I don't feel safe, I've been vaccinated, but I don't feel safe, I don't know if others have been vaccinated, and I don't see masks. Well, I guess you're not really that confident in the vaccine, are you? So I guess you faked that too. I guess you faked that too, just like you faked everything else. Now, when we come back, I'm gonna play an incredible video, and then we have new data on the vaccines. And guess what? The vaccines are more deadly than COVID. Oh, my gosh. Who would have seen?
It's Thursday morning, May 13th. I'm sitting in my studio getting ready to go live. And I am just cutting this bulletin to all the listeners and all the viewers so you understand how serious the situation is. Just 2 weeks ago,
I predicted you'd see massive inflation explode, that they would cut off more pipelines. I said it on air more than 50 times. Because America is under strategic globalist attack in an economic trade war to make sure China wins. This is World War III. And I told listeners, you need to get storable food. You need to get water filtration. Those are some of the basics you need. And we have the best storable food at the lowest prices you're going to find anywhere. Now, the sale was supposed to end yesterday, but I'm running it through the 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th because so many people have requested that I extend it so people have a chance to get this great deal, 2020 prices in the year 2021. And then my Patriot's going to have to go up on prices because everybody else is already, and the raw materials are skyrocketing. They have the food ready to ship right now at preparewithalex.com, 10% off.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Friday, May 14th, Dr. Fauci, as well as the head of the CDC, admitted to a Senate panel that around half of the CDC staff, from doctors right down to nurses, have refused to take the untested experimental COVID-19 Frankenshots. This is the biggest piece of information yet that shows you how dangerous this is and how the entire rollout and bullying of the people of the world to try to take these experimental shots is a serious criminal act that violates the Nuremberg Code on its face. But it also violates common sense on its face. In Latin, it is prima facie, or on its face. Now, I know as an audience of InfoWarriors activists, you already know this information, but the general public doesn't. It is the most important act you can engage in to spread this information or warn everyone you know. And coming up, next segment, right here on the Sunday edition, being hosted by Owen Schroyer, we're going to premiere a report that I, Alex Jones, shot that lays out just some of these facts and other bombshell pieces of information. If you simply decide that this is important, in the sea of information out there, they hope everybody just gets confused. But if you realize how big this is and how important it is, and if you simply take the report that is being posted as we speak to band.video with the headline, half of the CDC NIH scientists refuse to take the COVID vaccine. House of Cards comes crashing down. House of COVID-19 Cards comes crashing down. As we speak here on air, I'm trying to think of how do you come up with a headline that is powerful enough? I mean, this should be game over for these people if we simply get this information out. That's why no mainstream media picked this up. I happen to see the clip myself online. Somebody who understood what they were seeing put it on YouTube, and that was it. Basically no coverage, because if this gets out, it's game over. How can they try to intimidate you and make you take something, which they now admit doesn't even protect you, it can make you sick, when they themselves won't take it? How can major airlines say you've got to have the vaccine or you're fired? Or how can states like Hawaii say you've got to have the vaccine to travel there, or a PCR test? And then all these people like Bill Maher and the Yankees and everybody else takes the shot and still gets COVID later. And most of the people in hospitals sick with COVID, they're now admitting, got it from the COVID-19 shot. And the spike proteins and the heart attacks. I mean, it's crazy. They actually did this because they were so pissed about Trump and nationalism. And that's the saddest part, is they did this to bring down Trump. They did this to bring in martial law and punish populist states. And that's, even John Kerry admitted that the Great Reset in COVID-19 is meant to target the populist movements worldwide. And Trump walked right into the trap and signed on to it because he believed it would reopen the economy. And now this disaster has just exploded. This is so historical. There's no way these guys are getting out of it. Trump didn't know what he was getting involved in, but his ongoing support of this, as the evidence mounts, he's beginning to make him culpable. But I'll tell you who ran the Wuhan lab, and I'll tell you who premeditated this: Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, and of course Anthony Fauci. And they all need to be indicted. And by the way, on Tucker Carlson's birthday, it's his birthday today, I want to salute him for the amazing job he's been doing on air, calling for criminal investigations, the indictment of Fauci. Because that's what it takes. We all have to stand up with Tucker Carlson, with InfoWars, and demand the truth. And not just of Fauci, but Trump needs to realize that he was bamboozled. He needs to get ahead of this now and come out and say he thought it was a regular vaccine, didn't understand. If not, well, we got a serious problem with Trump then, don't we? All right, back to Owen Schroyer in the live broadcast. My key reports next segment. Please get the information out, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, we're back here now in studio. As you can tell, Alex is enjoying his vacation, ladies and gentlemen. Cannot drag that man away from the info war. Now, I'm going to play. I've got the most disturbing vaccine propaganda coming up next hour, and then Mike Adams. But I've got another video of an individual who's standing up for freedom and the left hates, but we'll get to that in a second. Because first, I have to tell you, folks, I probably should have done this. I should probably do this every segment. Last night, for emergency food sale at InfoWarsStore.com. This is the last night. We have to get rid of this sale after tonight. And not only do we still have 2020 prices right now at InfoWarsStore.com on the storable food supplies, but we had it 10% off. So at InfoWarsStore.com or preparewithalex.com, different layout specifically just for the storable food, so maybe it's easier to navigate to find all the different options. But you can see what we have there on screen: the 1 year supply, 6 month supply, 3 month supply, and then just the individual packets as well. Cartridges there. It's all still 10% off, and that's at the 2020 prices. You've seen the news. Food prices are going up. You've seen the supply chain shortages. You're paying attention. Well, that is going to equal storable food prices going up as well. So we've been able to maintain 2020 prices, and we've had this discount continued at InfoWarsStore.com and PrepareWithAlex.com, but that is it after tonight. So if you don't have storable food yet, I don't know what you're waiting for, but now is definitely the time to start your storable food supply by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com and PrepareWithAlex.com. So again, last night for 10% off 2020 prices, and we've already talked to the manufacturers of this. They said, look, with supply chain issues and shortages, we're going to have to raise our prices too. So we always want to keep our storable food prices as low as possible, and that's where they are right now. But this is the last night to get them there, and who knows even after that how long it could be. They may just go up exponentially. All right, InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, you shopping there is what keeps us on air. Now, a couple other headlines here, and then I want to play the clip of an individual who's being attacked by the left. But Andy Swan put up this report with the data here, by the way. According to the scientific data, vaccinating 300,000 people under 18 years old is statistically likely to prevent one COVID death and likely to cause three vaccine reaction deaths. Ah, see that ratio? That's a good ratio. That's an extra two dead by the New World Order. So they love that. But you know what? Let's go to this video now. Rick Schroeder, they call him Child Star. I guess he used to be in Hollywood or something. He's been supportive of Kyle Rittenhouse, so the left already hates him. And now they're attacking him, saying he's harassing people and he's a criminal and all this stuff. But no, you watch this video. He goes to Costco to do grocery shopping. He doesn't want to wear a mask. Here's what happens.
What's your name?
My name is Jason.
And what do you do here?
I'm a supervisor, front-end supervisor.
And why aren't you letting me in?
Because in the state of California, in the county of Los Angeles, there has been
Costco,
there's been no change
to our
mask policy.
Now, pause it real quick. Let me explain something. Remember, when states tried to have their own rights and say, oh, we don't need a mask or we don't need the vaccine, they said, oh, no, but Biden said, but the Democrats said, but the federal government says. Oh, but now they want the state to tell them to keep the mask on. Isn't that funny? Go back.
Didn't you see the news? You didn't see the news. Nationwide Costco has said you don't need to wear a mask.
Actually, that's not accurate.
What is accurate?
Look at this Brian Stelter looking.
Costco always goes above and beyond when following
Brian
the law.
Brian Stelter looking ass.
And the mandate in California has not changed. There does seem to be the possibility that in June, by mid-June...
Maybe I can be free in June.
if they grant us that, our kings, the people in power, you're going to listen to these people?
Well, I know
they've destroyed our economy.
Well,
they're destroying
they're
our culture. They're destroying our state. And you're just going to listen to their rules.
Well, what we are going to do is simply follow the guidelines.
Okay.
I'm getting my refund from Costco. I suggest everybody in California get their refund from Costco. Give up your membership to Costco until they remove this.
Now imagine, the left is so pissed over this video. And they're saying he's committing a crime. And he's how is that harassment? Because he wants to breathe air and some Brian Stelter looking Costco employee is saying, well, I do everything the state wants me to do. And when the federal government says wear a mask, I'll wear a mask. If the state says doesn't, but whoever tells me to wear a mask can be a slave. That's why I obey.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The globalists comprise the oldest and richest families on earth, and they have brought down hundreds and hundreds of nations over the last 1,000 years. They have bankrupted once successful countries all across the world, and they've used the same formulas of civil unrest and civil war. And they're doing it again to the United States of America and Europe right now. bringing in giant third world populations and then brainwashing them and turning them against the country that they wanted to emigrate to because they knew it was better and had more freedom and more opportunity. Ladies and gentlemen, America is under scientific attack. And it's time now more than ever to raise the alarm and warn everyone you know about what's really happening and at the same time get prepared in case things continue to go south like they are. One of the smartest moves out there is to get high quality, storable food so that as inflation goes up, it's a way to defeat the inflation and have insurance you can eat. So we've extended the sale through this Sunday at 10% off all storable foods at preparewithalex.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
And we're going to have an emergency report coming up from Alex Jones. We're going to play that actually at the final segment of the next hour. And we're going to also get that posted at band.video. We'll have a story at Infowars.com. That way you can get the report out as well. So we'll have that headline on Infowars and on band.video. And then we'll have the video available and you can download it. You can re-edit it, recut it, add sound effects, add your own effects, whatever. Put it on your own channels, your own YouTubes. Just get those reports out, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to exclusively be airing that coming up in an hour from now. In the meantime, though, let me just do my best to get all of these other headlines out of the way before Mike Adams joins us and we get into the vaccine propaganda. And again, I've got a video that's just going to blow your mind. It may be the most disturbing vaccine propaganda thing you've ever seen in your life. And we know they're paying thousands of dollars to quote-unquote influencers on social media to put this stuff out. We've been covering that for months, and they admit it. And so some people that have big followings receive these offers and publish them saying, hey, we weren't supposed to publish it, but I want to warn the public. They're going to take my channel down for this, but the public needs to know they're paying these people to push vaccine propaganda. So it's good to see Americans rising up. It's good to see American heroes, everyday American heroes. But let me just get into the all the other news that I have here. There is a video, and Artur Pawlowski is the pastor in Canada who kept his church open during COVID, and then they came and arrested him. You remember that? Well, now arsonists attempted to burn his house down. Amazing, isn't it? You stand up against the New World Order. You stand up against tyranny. You stand up against medical tyranny and oppression. And it's amazing how the whole system comes against you, whether it's thugs in uniform as police or thugs that are just leftists who want to burn your house down. Amazing what that man is going through. Another hero. Trump made a statement today, which, of course, Twitter says is censoring. Twitter is censoring this statement from President Trump. We'd have a Republican president if Pence and weak Mitch McConnell stood up to the greatest election fraud in U.S. history. Of course, he's right, though. That's the thing about that is he's right. So Twitter has to censor that. Now, there is an identity crisis happening within the Democrat Party right now. The communist radical leftists like AOC and Cori Bush and the like, and Ilhan Omar, that I guess they're just openly anti-Israel now. They're just openly, they hate Israel now. So with that, maybe, you know, I actually think that, you know, they should come together. And I think a great panel should be done on Israel by AOC and Ilhan Omar and Nick Fuentes. I think it'd be an excellent three-person panel. And so, you know, there you go. Now, There's a bit of a joke there. Like, I understand Nick Fuentes is an anti-Israel. I don't really like Israel controlling our foreign policy. I'm not really sure how this relationship with Israel is mutually beneficial. But I'm not anti-Israel. But hey, Ilhan Omar and AOC and them, they're totally anti-Israel. So let's have actually someone who wants to make a real sense about the situation in Israel and our involvement, and are they our allies and all that stuff, and the dancing Israelis and 9/11 and everything. I mean, we can have a real debate, and we can have the radical, hateful left on there too. But the point is, they're in an identity crisis, and now Israel's bombing the Gaza Strip left and right, and this is considered terrorist by half the Democrat Party. And then I guess the other half would say the Hamas are the terrorists. I don't know. There's an identity crisis. But now Biden is implicated, and Netanyahu says that he got permission, essentially, from Biden to bomb the building in Gaza where you had journalists staged. So then all of a sudden the journalists got upset because, oh, they were under attack in there as well. Were they intentionally in the same building as Hamas? Do you even believe any of that? How much money are the weapons manufacturers making on all of this? I'm sure nobody is interested in that, though. So Netanyahu says he had the good graces of Biden to bomb Gaza. Now, tell me that's not going to cause a ripple, an extreme ripple in the Democrat Party, when half of the Democrats that are radical leftists think Israel's a terror state and are anti-Israel, and you just had Biden okay Israel bombing the Gaza Strip. So by their own standards now, AOC and the squad should come out and call Joe Biden a terrorist and a murderer. Let's see if that happens. And by the way, there are a lot of people dying over there in Israel, so it is a serious situation that is spiraling out of control. And I just have a feeling someone's going to get wiped off that map at this rate. So if this doesn't calm down, it's not going to be good. But here you go. Freshman Democrats spreads blood libel that police violence in U.S. is linked to Israel. So you're seeing the propaganda everywhere. Oh, so Palestinians are the new George Floyd. So you're going to see all these pro-Palestinian marches And there'll be awareness, and there'll probably be fundraising, and it's Israel that's like the police. So the police are bad, and Israel's bad, and the Palestinians are George Floyd. And so that's the dynamic here. And there was a huge march in Austin this weekend for pro-Palestine, free Palestine, and they happened all over the world. And they say they want peace. Now, this is an interesting thing. I do want peace. I'm not sure if it's really possible, but hey, we can all hope for peace. We can all dream of world peace. There's not really any peace there between those two groups. So to be pro-peace in this is kind of a lost cause, I feel like, from either side, quite frankly. But there you go. So just get used to that. Get used to seeing pro-Palestinian marches. Oh, there's videos coming out of Europe where who knows who these people are? I mean, they're waving Palestinian flags and they're running around saying, chanting death to Jews, rape Jews' daughters. So just really good people, really nice people. And these are the people, of course, that the left wants to ally with. Here are some other things that the Democrats are up to. They're inviting illegal immigrants into the White House and then bragging about it. And so you had six undocumented Americans coming into the West Wing to meet with Biden and urge new DACA, new amnesty, so that they could not be criminals anymore. But amazing, you had criminals in the White House. No, we're not talking about Biden. But I guess when, you know, Biden occupies the White House, criminals in the White House is a normal thing. So they're all bragging about how they're illegal immigrants, but they're in the White House. They're in control. And they're coming now for their revenge on America that, you know, is so bad that they came into this country and got everything. But, you know, it must be real tough. So destroy America. We came here to destroy. Yay. And then you destroy yourself. Kind of like what CNN is doing. Wolf Blitzer puts up a picture, not even realizing he's posting his own L. For the third day in a row, my local gas station is empty. Yeah, you voted for that, Wolf. I guess you forgot that point. I guess Wolf forgot he voted for that. And then this is a real twister here. CNN's contributor Adil Rajah, some individuals today spent some time going through his social media history. Turns out this individual's pro-Hitler, unabashedly pro-Hitler. I mean, incredible. I could read some of these tweets, but I mean, there are the last time I checked, there's about a dozen tweets of Adil Rajah praising Hitler. So, but again, if you're pro-Hamas, I think you would be pro-Hitler, wouldn't you? So honestly, if you reach a logical conclusion, AOC and the squad, anybody really who's pro-Hamas, pro-Palestine is pro-Hitler. Seriously. I'm not even trying to make a joke. You would be allied with Hitler. And so really, the ideology coming here from Adil Rajah, my guess is, he just hates Jews. And so he's okay praising Hitler because Hitler killed a bunch of Jews. So I don't know what the radical left should just come out and admit what they really are. They really are Nazis. You know, they want to say, oh, Nazis were on the right. No, Nazis were on the left. They were socialists. They were leftists. That's your side. Own it. And Hitler wanted to destroy the Jews. You want to destroy the Jews. I say just own it. I think the Democrats should just come out as pro-Hitler, like Adil Rajah did at CNN. I think his honesty is admirable. If you're pro-Hitler and you're anti-Jew, just come out and say it. See, the problem is they've been so busy saying everybody that they disagree with is Hitler that it really has no weight anymore. That's the problem with that. All right, when we come back, I am going to air the most disturbing pro-vaccine propaganda perhaps that you're ever going to see. This is a real sick one. And remember, the social media companies, we saw it, the people on social media paid money to promote it.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Netto Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.